Debbie, John's hopping on the line now. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Debbie?
This is Debbie. Hi, John.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
So far, so good. It's been a busy day, but good problem to have.
No kidding, huh? It's a new year. I'm so glad last year's over. Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Right? I'm looking forward to the future. I'm actually in a really good mood. I know I sound probably super tired, but I'm in a really good mood. I'm taking
you
the
do.
Family. Yeah. I work like a madman, but I got two babies. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I'm taking them to Hawaii in 2 weeks.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
You're such a brave dad.
I know, but I'm like, I know I'm going to have to strap them both to my back.
You got this. I got faith in you.
Yeah, no, I got them. But
if you need
a
pet talk, you just text me.
So I was telling my wife, I'm like, I don't know how we're going to do this, but, you know, if you get tired, just give me the other one, I guess. We'll both just haul around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did see you had an account with us previously. It looked like it was under a cleaning services in Grand Junction.
Yeah.
Is that still what you are?
Yep.
Okay, let me see what we got going on here. So they do have some rules on reactivating the account, but let me just see.
Well, I keep getting messages from you guys that say I'm missing.
Gotcha.
You
okay.
Know.
Let me see when the last payment was. How long ago was it when you it looks like 11 months ago was the last time you paid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So basically almost a full year. It was January 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had had a whole bunch of things happen, so I had to suspend my business for a year.
Okay. Okay. Well,
So I called you guys and I told you I'd reactivate as soon as I got back on my feet.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they had set up a lot already on this profile. So you're...
So... That's what I'm hoping is that you guys already have me set up with everything. So.
Yeah, yeah. It says your mother's maiden name was Pressler. We already have like a Siri and everything, and we created your Google business profile, got that up and running. So it looked like you were with us for a while. It's just your last payment was in January of last year, but it looks like you were with us for over a year. Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, I got you a bunch of new customers.
Awesome. We love that. Well, you were on a grandfathered-in pricing structure, but it's not letting me – I'm trying to get you on the same program.
Oh, that'd be awesome because
mm-hmm.
– so my sister's going to pay for this for me.
Gotcha.
And so – as soon as we get set up to go, I'm going to need you guys to call her, and she'll give you a credit card.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so we had a MasterCard from you that expires April 2023, so I think...
Well, it's
no
good.
You want me to
switch
it, though? Okay, I gotcha. No worries.
Yeah.
So let me just see. Our pricing structure did change, though, so we had you on a great deal. You were on... basically,
can I please have a great deal? Okay. Come on.
I can get you as close to it as I can. So to be honest with you, when somebody runs consistently, we leave them on the same thing. We don't change it, right? But when you stop it, what they want you to do is go back to the actual pricing structure.
Right.
The person who set up your account initially charged you half. They charged you $149. I'm not going to charge you $299, but I can get it down to $199. So it ends up being $50 more than it previously was.
Well, the only problem is for right now, my sister's paying for it, and she can only pay $149.
$149.
That's what I told her it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
And I don't know if it helps or not, but do you have like a distress, clause or something? Because I had some really tragic things happen. That's why I had to suspend it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So I'll make you a deal. I will talk to them. I'll go talk to Chris. Yeah. Chris, okay. Chris is the guy downstairs. So I got to go downstairs talk to him. I still have to I haven't taken a break. I'm supposed to take a 15-minute break. So I'm going to go downstairs, talk to him. I'll use my break time to do that, and I'll see if I can get you back on your original pricing structure. I already texted him over your phone number so he can pull up your account. But in the meantime,
tell him, I swear, I give you guys at least $50 a month in advertising.
I hear you.
Everybody to you.
Well, this will make it easier for me, though, is if because, like I said, me and him, I've been working with him for years, okay? So it's probably going to be a laugh, a giggle, okay, go ahead, you know what I mean? But I have to talk to him. I can't not talk to him. But
thank you.
Yeah, of course, of course. But what I want you to try to do, Debbie, in the meantime, is call your, I don't know if you said it was your sister or your daughter, gather that billing information, okay? Because when I call you back, then we'll set it up that way.
So I need you guys to call her to get the...
Okay. The only thing is I don't want to go down there and then plead the case and then call back and she goes, no, you know, and then, you know.
Well, you know, just go down there and plead the case and you just have a little bit of trust, okay?
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll go down and talk to him. I'll call you back in a little bit, okay, at the top of the hour.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.